I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that between 1 and 4% of U.S. adults have bipolar disorder. To talk about the diagnosis and treatment of bipolar disorder is Dr. Christopher Pellick. He's a professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at MUSC. Dr. Pellick, tell us about bipolar disorder.
Bipolar disorder is a mood disorder, which means that it affects people's moods high and low. It's in the family of disorders like depression, and it affects men and women equally.
And when does this disorder typically present symptoms?
Bipolar disorder symptoms most frequently present when a patient is in their 20s or 30s. Occasionally, it can be younger than that, or even older, as there could be a slight peak again later in life in the 50s and 60s.
And what are the symptoms?
The symptoms include what we call mania and depression. Mania refers to a condition of an abnormally elevated, expansive, or irritable mood, along with symptoms of fast speech, poor sleep, impulsivity, and often reckless behavior.
Are there a lot of misconceptions about bipolar disorder?
Bipolar disorder is one of the most misunderstood psychiatric conditions. Many people believe that it's just extreme moodiness. However, it is characterized by very specific criteria of highs, mania, and lows, depression.
And how is bipolar disorder diagnosed?
Bipolar disorder is diagnosed by an experienced clinician. Often they will use additional information from the patient, patient history, and the family members. And on occasion, they'll ask the patient to fill out questionnaires and screening tools. However, at this time, we don't have reliable blood tests or brain scans. It's important to go to a clinician who is well experienced and knows the criteria of bipolar disorder when making this diagnosis.
Is it important to get an early diagnosis and early treatment for this disorder?
It's incredibly important to have an accurate diagnosis early. Oftentimes, symptoms of bipolar disorder can be quite damaging to one's life. They often include spending large amounts of money, reckless behavior, drug use, and other things that could be incredibly damaging. And it's important to catch these symptoms before it get too far down the line.
And to get treatment, what kind of treatment is effective for bipolar disorder?
The treatments of bipolar disorder focusing on stabilizing one's mood. Oftentimes, patients' moods are either really high or really low. Most treatments focus on medication management. Medications include lithium, anticonvulsants, and they help stabilize the mood. There are other medications that can be used, and those include antipsychotics. Those are medicines that are used in schizophrenia, but are approved for bipolar, as well as tranquilizers, and those are all intended to help patients slow down, sleep, and again, stabilize the mood. One of the most important symptoms to pay attention to is sleep. Frequently, poor sleep is both a symptom and a trigger of bipolar disorder. Clinicians frequently will focus on regulating one's sleep and maintaining good sleep cycle in order to treat bipolar disorder.
Dr. Pellick, thanks for providing information about bipolar disorder.
Thank you for the opportunity.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.